Did you ever hear it called long sweetening and short sweetening?
The what?
Long sweetening and short sweetening for syrup or molasses.
No, I don't know. I don't really hear that.
What about say if you bought some molasses, if you bought a lot of it, what would it come in?
That would come in a barrel or a can, gallon can, either way you want to buy it.
Do you ever hear of a stand of molasses? Stand?
Uh-huh.
Of molasses or a stand of lard? What about them?
They got some other kind they make out of syrup too. They call it black jewel.
What's that?
They call it black jewel.
Uh-huh.
They feed cattle on that. That's made out of cane too.
Uh-huh. What about, you know, when you take the cane and grind it, you know, get the juice out of it.
Uh-huh.
You run it through that and grind it. Do you ever hear a name for the...
After the cane is passed through that?
Yeah.
That's bagasse. Bagasse, they call it.
Bagasse. Say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into a small thing like a Coke bottle that has a narrow mouth.
Use a funnel.
Uh-huh. And something that runs, you mentioned a barrel. Something that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
I call that hoops.
Uh-huh.
Hoops.
What about something smaller than a barrel? That nails used to come in.
That's a keg.
Uh-huh.
I call that a keg.
Did you ever see a water barrel or a water keg?
Yeah.
What do you call the thing you turn to get that water out?
That's spout, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. What about out in your yard, which you can hook the hose up to and turn to get the water?
That's a faucet.
And at the sink? At your kitchen sink?
That's a faucet too.
Uh-huh. And if the light wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay. And nowadays, to carry the clothes out, to hang them on the line, you carry them out in a...
clothes basket.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
whip.
Huh?
A whip.
Uh-huh. And nowadays, if you opened up a long time ago, if you opened up a bottle, wanted to shut it back up, you'd stick in a...
cork.
Okay. What if it's made out of glass? Would you still call it a cork?
Yeah, still call it a
cork. Here? I'm getting history down there?
Huh?
You're telling me everything?
Trying to.
Uh-huh. What year are y'all in?
Huh?
What year are y'all in?
I graduated from Emory University. It's a research project. If it's something like that made out of glass that you can stick it in a bottle.
Yeah.
Did you ever see something like that?
Stopper, right?
Okay. And if you carry corn to the mill to be ground, you know, what would you call the amount of corn that you could take?
You mean what would you make out of it? Or?
No, well, if you want to take corn and grind it into meal,
uh-huh.
How much corn would you take? You'd say you had
a bag of corn or a sack of corn.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn? What about if you went out and got some wood to carry into the house, got as much wood as you could carry?
In an arm.
Uh-huh.
In your arm?
You say you had a
armful.
Huh?
An armful.
Uh-huh. And on a wagon that doesn't have a full load of wood on it, you say you just has a...
half a load.
Okay.